This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The families of hostages held in Gaza and their supporters on Friday continued their four-day march from southern Israel to Jerusalem to demand their loved ones be set free. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
The protesters chanted slogans that criticized Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Seal Davos was among the protesters at the rally.
We're here to protest the occupation, genocide, Palestine, Gaza. It's been going on for 5 months. Specifically, we're protesting Egypt's complicity in the genocide. So showing solidarity with Palestine from Lebanon.
Egypt has long restricted the flow of Gaza Palestinians onto its territory, even during the most brutal conflicts. Currently, humanitarian aid, in coordination with Israel, enters the Gaza Strip through Rafah, and some patients needing medical treatment leave the besieged enclave using the crossing point located on the border with Egypt. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Iranians voted for a new parliament on Friday in an election seen as a test for the clerical establishment's legitimacy. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei casts his vote, the first to do so in all Iran. He has called it a religious duty. Iran's rulers need a high turnout to repair their legitimacy, damaged by the unrest, which is why Iranian activists and opposition groups are discouraging voters, distributing the hashtags Vote No Vote and Election Circus widely on social media. Imprisoned Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi, a women's rights advocate, has called the election a sham. Hardliners have dominated Iran's parliament for more than two decades. It wields little influence, since Khamenei determines issues like foreign policy and the row with the West.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This